Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shout out to the people at Allegheny Health Network, the Allegheny General Hospital, who got me into work today. Did not look like that was going to happen, but they put me through a battery of back tests. And they gave the thumbs up. So here I am. I'm powering through. Not my best day. But, I mean, we've seen guys like Philip Rivers play AFC Championship games on torn ACLs.
And you're tougher than him.
Thank you. I was going to say it, but it even sounds better coming from you.
That's when the guy that respect that due diligence, you know.
You know, Tiger had excruciating back pain and won the Masters this past year.
Who else? Let's go with some other. Neil Walker has carved out a baseball career despite battling back issues.
Freddie Couples, another golfer.
Oof.
And yet, all of that, the soldier that I am here to just power through.
Absolute man.
You've really showed me a lot today.
Apparently, that did not impress Steelers guard Ramon Foster, who will join Paul Zeiss tonight at 6 from Nakama in Wexford for the Ramon Foster Show. Good food, good drinks, Nakama at 6. I don't think I'll be there tonight. And I love Nakama and I love Ramon,
You've been ruled out for Nakama tonight, but we expect to see you bowling later.
Not because of my back.
I'm not see you anywhere tonight,
not
man.
Because of my back, but my pride.
No, you got to stay in bed.
Has been destroyed.
No, you got to stay in bed. Your back's hurt. Team ruled you out.
It's spinal.
You've got to stay in bed. If we see you out, I'm going to lead the show tomorrow just crushing you.
There's so many Steelers topics on the board right now with the way they're playing. A huge matchup against the Bills on Sunday. And yet, my back came up on the morning show today. Colin Dunlap and Ramon Foster on me.
Did you hear the latest from Filippone, by the way? Did you hear this? He's playing pickup hoops last night. His back tightens up. Now tell me if he's soft, S-O-F-T, soft, 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 or not. He's playing pickup hoops. His back tightens up to the point where he goes down on the floor. The ambulance had to pick him up. Mason walked to the hospital with his face mask pulled off. Can you ever get an ambulance ride unless it's absolutely necessary?
Oh, my goodness. I had a back issue, and guess what I did? I drove myself to the facilities that morning. To say that you could not walk, oh, my gosh. Who raised you is all I got to say.
Wow.
Like, you could have crawled. You know how much that ambulance cost?
That's what I told him. That's what I told Filippone. He called us from the hospital this morning.
That's crazy. The fact that there are people out there with real issues, and we're over here picking you up for his back? Like, come on. You should have treated it like Al Bundy. Like, get somebody to walk on your back or something, man.
I told him there's an old lady, like, that's insulin dependent or whatever that's falling out that needs that ambulance, and they're responding to some goof that can't walk in a basketball game because there's only so many ambulances in the city of Pittsburgh.
And besides, it's not our fault that he didn't properly warm up. Man, I'd have been so pissed about that worker to come pick him up in the ambulance. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Well, take it easy. Go beat
all
the
right,
Bills.
Get out of here. The guy that picked me up in the ambulance thought I might have broken my back based on the symptoms that I was describing. It didn't tighten up. I didn't fall. I couldn't move.
Didn't Colin call out sick from work a week and a half ago? He said just a bad bug running through his house? What? So you might have had the squirts, and that was enough to keep you away from work, but you come in here after you basically got, like, spinal taps all night, and they're calling you soft?
Call me crazy.
Soft?
Call me
soft?
Soft?
Hey, you guys might say that this is just the wimpiest thing you've ever heard, but are you not supposed to, when it comes to neck, spines, backs? You're supposed to be.
Exercise caution.
Yes.
Man, you get a chronically bad back. You cannot. You can't mess with it.
I mean,
if I broke my finger or my elbow or something, or even my leg, I couldn't move. And then to take a shot at my mom.
Wow.
I mean, you go after me. That's one thing, Ramon. You want to
attack
my pride and ego.
Attacking
but when you asked
mother.
Who raised me?
Your mother.
Wow.
Right in front of you?
That's
my mom.
Up.
Wow.
Very messed up, in my opinion.
For the world to hear. All of Pittsburgh now is going to be questioning
so
your
wait,
mother.
Did they ask you to come on the morning show? Because they had seen your tweet?
Yes.
And then they had the gall.
Wow.
After you so generously.
After I hung up. Then they go right into Foster and rip me.
After you so generously, and probably in considerable pain, donated your time to help kind of keep them abreast of current events,
you
and they go and
that
trash
time
you.
Recovering.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
I mean,
mentally.
When you get hurt, emotionally, it takes a toll because you're physically not able to play
I mean,
the game
I don't
you love.
Think that the Mason what Mason Rudolph did, how is that in any way?
Someone should ask Mason if he even remembers walking to the sideline.
That's what I was getting at. That's not an act of, like, courage or toughness.
They should have put him on the stretcher.
He didn't know where he was. If I had gotten hit and knocked out.
He was saying, I'm good with the helmet on and no face mask. Come on, man. You're not good if your helmet's on without the face mask.
He looked like somebody's little brother that can't play football from a 1930s football movie.
I'm good.
How many games did Mario Lemieux miss in his hockey career because of a bad back?
A lot.
How many times could he not skate up or tie his skate laces because of a bad
a lot. But then he went out and played. But I don't see why you're not getting the same treatment.
People, I'm playing today.
Right.
What is this?
And you
this is playing. I came
think
to
you
work.
Scored five goals five different ways today. The idea that you are getting undercut
part of me
is
gonna, I'm going to give Foster here. I'm going to give Ramon a slight pass because the way that he led the witness with the question tightened up, made it sound like
downplayed.
It was just a minor very minuscule
a spasm
injury. But even if it was portrayed as a major injury, I don't know why we need to bring my mom into it.
Wow.
I think this is I think this is dirty pool.
How is a back injury an indictment on my mom's child raising skills?
It's not. Nor is an indictment on your toughness.
It was soft, man.
The only thing I agreed with him there was, yeah, ambulances are expensive, and that sucks,
they
and
are?
It's a totally separate issue.
But
yeah.
You're rich. So it doesn't matter. All that money you
what
make,
do you mean?
On,
they're,
man.
What do you mean they're expensive?
They're a lot of money. You're going to get a bill.
From who?
Your insurance company.
You think Pointy where about
isn't
that
the whole? Isn't Pointy's that the whole point? Hold on. Oh, we got to talk about this now. Isn't that the whole point of having insurance?
Yeah, that's the point
that's
of insurance
allegedly.
Is that it's like not good enough. And they still stick you with major bills. That's why a lot of people Uber to hospitals.
Did they use anything while they were in the ambulance? Did they put an ice pack on you?
No, I just needed a stretcher.
That's still something,
that's
though.
That's going
to cost, yeah. I bet you're a couple thousand out for that.
Yeah.
Even with insurance.
Because usually they charge you for like a Band-Aid in there.
Depends on, I mean, whose
call.
Insurance are you on? Ours here or your wife's?
I'm with you guys.
Oh, man, you're out back, bro. It's over.
Look it up online and see how much that ambulance ride is going to cost you.
So we've now gotten to a point with healthcare that you have to...
I thought you didn't want to get me started today on this stuff.
You have to make, in that moment, where you can't literally move because you have like...
Yes.
You have what amounts to a migraine in your back.
Yep. There are people who will still say, I'm going to try to call ride-hailing service
or somebody,
and lay across the back seat.
Somebody take me there, please.
Hey, do you have a truck? Can I lay in the bed of your truck and drive slowly so I don't have to pay a couple thousand dollars to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
That's if they go to the doctor at all and don't just try to, like,
but then once I get in there, I go right to the back of the line. I'm
true.
In the waiting room
in
at the emergency room. And I was
in
I could not handle that.
You're right.
So I guess money well spent, but I didn't know I was making a financial decision
last
night.
Ooh, I mean, you made a car, well, not even a car payment. You paid a mortgage payment last night, essentially.
At least. Maybe two. Which I feel bad for you for. Like, there's a problem with the system
but
when
you
that's
did,
what's
but
happening.
But you did get seen right away, though. That's the benefit of it. So if you want to drop the money, you know you're going to get early VIP access to the doctors. Or at least to a room, because the doctors might not come
in
right away.
Well, that's not...
So
nice. Rule about it, right?
So I paid, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck
get the nurse in
so
there.
I paid for the hospital's version of VIP treatment?
But
I got the VIP package?
But you didn't get the bottle service with it. You just got the red carpet. You walked in, got a section. The bottles are extra.
You don't think they were running me through more tests just to drive up the bill, do you?
Come on.
Wouldn't
now.
Be the first time. And it won't be the last.
Hey, you want to get that MRI? Hey, let's get two MRIs.
You do realize that
I
these are four.
I just gave them credit for everything, and now you're saying they were just trying to add extra things
healthcare
out of the bill?
Healthcare in this country
you
is a for-profit.
I was in a vulnerable spot.
You were scared.
Andrew?
You just didn't know anything. You couldn't say no, could you?
Healthcare in this country is a for-profit biz. Your pain is their profit those health insurance companies.
So you said you're going to work the morning show and the afternoon show tomorrow? That's what you said?
I think I'm going to pick up two shifts on Christmas at this point. Oh, this is a real downer, guys.
Wait, you didn't actually know that you were going to get hosed on the ambulance?
No.
The minute I heard that you were in an ambulance, I'm dead serious. You texted me or whatever. My first thought was, oh, crap. He's
I didn't have a
have
choice.
A thousand plus. Right.
There was no way to get me there.
I know. Well, that's the point.
Well, why didn't you call Mueller?
I don't have the space in my car to put him on a backboard.
Just throw him on top of the Gladiator. You would have been fine.
That's true. I could have put him in the bed of the truck. Here, I got you some pillows.
I don't know. Yeah. Plus, to leave the court with the thumbs up was pretty cool.
That was dope.
You know?
It's going to go down in, like, pickup ball history.
Nine threes. And
nine
then
threes. Pony giving the thumbs up as he stretched it off of the rec ball court.
As a show, do we need to come to some sort of agreement that from now on, if one of us needs an ambulance, the others will be there to get him?
Yeah, apparently, Craig, you and I needed to set up a triage for Pony after this. Mm-mm-mm. Andrew, you hurt your back? Don't move. We'll be right over.
And the other guys weren't going to stop playing just to like make sure that I could get to the
ball
hospital.
Ball is life, my friend.
Ball is life, baby. Check ball. He traveled.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.